T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, hour 3 of the program. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Up 1-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning. Let's hear back some of the goal calls last night right here on the Panthers Radio Network. Doug Plagan's on the call. Who else is going to get the first goal, man? You already know, all right? You mess with the Rhino, you get the horns.
Tarasenko on the left wing. He'll put it around the end wall. Reinhardt, Tarasenko in front. A chance, it just hopped away from Barkov. Rolling out to the line. Forsling one. Wrist shot tip. And they score! The Panthers strike first. It was tipped out in front. 1-0 Panthers. And it looked like it was Sam Reinhardt who got a piece of that shot from the point. 1-0. 13:43 to go. Here in the opening frame. The Panthers are on the board.
This is probably a ridiculous question, but how do hockey players get so good at that, where they're like, they just find the puck in the air and deflect it in? Because, like, it's really amazing.
Dude, that has to be hard to hit in a baseball.
Right?
To get a deflection? And not to bat it and to only... No, it's not a deflection. A deflection is something like if you're a catcher in baseball, you block it, right? It's just they get a little bitty piece of it and just redirect it. But it still goes in the net. That has to be the hardest thing in sports to do.
Crazy, dude. So the Panthers go up 1-0. Then it gets evened on up. Then Carter Verhaeghe. Oh, Swagoo putting the goal in.
Kachuk, he's got it on the end board, shuffles it out to the right point. Verhaeghe there. Down to the far circle, Barkov at a sharp angle. Barkov looks around up front. They score! They score! It was tapped home! Carter Verhaeghe on the back door! And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead! 58 seconds into the third! A power play goal!
Yeah, dude. So the Cats go up 2-1. They hold it 3 minutes in. Lightning, like cowards, pull their goalie, trying to get that advantage. But you don't let Kachuk loose, because he's going to make you pay.
And now it's Hagel looking up the near side for Kucherov. He'll backhand it down to our right. Back behind the net, next play. He's going to toss it off a stanchion, bounces to Kachuk at center. Kachuk looks toward the empty net. He scores! Matthew Kachuk on the empty net. It's 3-1 Panthers with 2:05 to play here in the third. And the Panthers get the multi-goal lead, and they cash in on the empty net.
Oh, man, you hear the chants before that, too.
Yeah, that was a little light. That was a little early, though, for the empty net, right?
I thought so, yeah. They were risking it, man.
There was only one goal.
Yeah, they were going out there. They were trying to make it happen, but they paid the price. The Bolts paid the price. Back at it tomorrow, game 2 from Amerant Bank Arena. That is a 7:30 puck drop for the Cats. The hell was that?
I almost had a Leroy situation, but I uppercut it instead. All right.
Hey, that
was so close.
That mic is undefeated. He moved up in class, too.
Tonight in hockey action, you have Maple Leafs and Bruins game 2. Boston's up 1-0 in that series. Islanders in Utikane. That is at...
Oh.
That is at 7:30. The Carolina Hurricanes are up 1-0 in that series. Game one between the Golden Knights and the Stars tonight at 9:30. And then late tonight, 10 o'clock, the Kings and Oilers. That is your slate for tonight. So
I wonder if there's any hockey when we go to Vegas.
Mm. Well, it probably depends if they advance, right? First round probably going on.
First round is going on.
That thing looks like a show.
Would you guys go to a game?
They probably must have scheduled that they wouldn't. They won't be set that night. There won't be any hockey, right?
Right.
Maybe the night before.
Because they might do it. They might. Well, I don't know how long it takes to get UFC. get boxing ready.
I don't think it takes that long. I think the day. You know, it's usually the ring's not up until Thursday. Day of.
They could do it Thursday or Friday.
I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll see if they have. I'm sure they have the schedule for that.
I'm telling you what, you got to go to their hockey games an hour early because they put on a production before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Vegas loves the shows, dude. Tonight, last night the Cats get the win in the afternoon. They'll be back at it tomorrow. Let's hear from our boy Bob in the locker room afterwards and see what he has to say. We heard a little bit from him and our intrepid reporter Vlad, boots on the ice.
You first want to set the tempo for the series?
Yeah, definitely. You know, every game is a big game. Every shot is a big shot in the background.
So
it's great to start with the win.
Is it difficult to stay locked into a game like that where you don't really see a lot of shots and there's kind of lulls in the game?
Well, it is what it is. You know, you're trying to stay focused and read the game and be in a game. It was a tight game. You know, played not much room there for both teams. So it was good competition.
How much fun is it as a goalie to see your team do what they were doing that first 15 minutes of the first, the forechecking and just bottling Tampa up in their own zone?
Yeah, it was a great start, definitely. I thought the fans set us up to help us, you know, with the good energy. And it was fun building to play, and it's a great win.
You guys haven't frustrated Tampa Bay many a time, but maybe in recent years, but you certainly did today. They looked frustrated. Did you notice that?
I honestly didn't think about that. So it's only one game. They are a good team. So and we enjoyed today and get ready for the next one.
Bob, about energy. What can you say about the energy in the building tonight for game one?
Yeah, it was outstanding. So it was a great, you know, playoff game, playoff fans. So it was a fun game.
What did you see on that save, that late save by Stamkos when he was over in the corner?
Yeah, I just try to push, you know, to push there and get as much body as possible. So and I was able to make a save.
Could you feel the intensity of this? I mean, very good team, rival teams, all fighting for the same thing. We kind of felt it upstairs that there's a lot of tension out there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a playoff hockey, you know. Again, it's a two good teams play against each other, and there will be good intensity. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you see Vlad?
I saw Vlad, yeah.
I think he asked the first question.
He should have asked the question.
He did. He asked the first question.
I was just more focused on whose arm was around him the whole
time. Dude, can I tell you something? That happened to me.
What?
That happened to me on, what the hell was it, on Friday.
Just get out of here.
Bro, the Heat locker room is a really weird locker room because it's a circle.
Yeah.
But like, you would have thought it was like the finals. How many people were around Tyler Hero? And then you see this, he put out this photo of like Tyler Hero's stats, 24, 10, and 9, and 30 microphones in front of him. But this dude in front of me, you know, like, all respect, but like, you got a bunch of the noobs coming into the locker room, right? And, you know, I got like the news stations from Palm Beach there. And I'm just like, all right. So I got to stand over there the way I like hold up the tripod. I got the mic around. And I definitely bopped this dude on the head like three times with my tripod.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So you were the guy doing the over the shoulder.
This guy's like, he's squatting, right? Like he's squatting with his camera like real low. And like behind his head's like. Hey, arm gets tired, you know, because I got my arms, I got one like here, I got my arm stretched around like this, and dude in front of me is just like, he's like, but he can't do anything about it because he's got to keep the shot. You know, the guys are probably thinking to himself, like, he's probably sweating because he's got the eyes. Like, you've been doing. You
I just bopped that guy. That I probably hit him on the head like 7 times.
Oh god, he's concussed. He's concussed another reporter.
One more time.
He's sitting there. Tyler, what'd you think of?
Bob, that dude, run around.
Oh no! I feel bad. I'm sorry, WPBF cameraman.
Great, dude. He is questionable for the next
time. Wait, that's the guy. He would turn around and go, "Hey, pal, I'm trying to do my job."
Some people will. That guy didn't say anything, though.
Oh no, because he was concussed. What did he say?
Just kept knocking him on the head. But I was like, I had no other way because he had 40 people in that locker room. I'm trying to get a picture of Tyler Hero so I can get some clips. This guy's standing in front of me. They all the cameramen, they squatted like Voltron, and then they got their little anchor men behind them. Like, we got about a rumble with Will Ferrell about to come out, and then this guy's just sitting there. He's blocking my way. I'm just like, all right.
Next time I want to see if you can, like, a pool chicken fight. See if you can get on his shoulders, potentially, or maybe...
People get really, like, sensitive about it. I'm like, dude, first of all, I don't understand why all these cameras got to be so damn close. Like, the mic's okay, but the camera's got, like, the best zooms ever. Like, I don't have to be like,
so why? My question is here. Why don't they just say no interviews in the locker room? If you want to talk to somebody, you go to the media room. Then everybody will get their shot.
Some players don't want to do it. Some players want to be in their locker.
Because they want to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I get it. Them's the breaks. It is a little weird that sports is the only profession where people think you got to do what they ask you to do. Right?
I'm trying to.
Because if the whole world flips out, if a media person don't feel it on that, if a athlete don't feel it on that day.
Well, I think Tyler, right? No, I think Tyler wants to talk. Listen, he had a great game. He wants to talk. It's just there's so many people trying to talk to one person. And by the way, it also, if Tyler wanted to do a solid, he could have stand it up, but he wants to sit at his cushy little seat. And so, like, you have to, like, then point it up. So then cameraman's going to get...
Like, that's never not funny. Dude, this is why we're clowns, right? Nobody can take us.
I'm a pro, dude.
No, all the questions going on, the importance of the game, what Tyler was feeling, he almost got a triple-double, and the only thing Tobin was thinking about was, I keep hitting this guy in the head.
Look how many people are there. There, you see?
Is that you right there?
Yeah.
Right here? You're taller than everybody, so you should be okay.
Well, this is the guy right here.
What is this guy in the back? What is he filming?
Nothing. He's filming nothing.
Nothing. He's filming backs.
But this guy right here in the white headphones, you can notice the you can notice the bruising because I kept going.
I think I see a knot. So,
like,
you
see, like, I have my tripod there, and I keep knocking him in the head.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Wait, even Tobin's like grim, like, get this shot. He's like straining.
Yeah, because I also have my
recorder. You can't hold it forever?
Because I have my recorder in the other hand. So I have my audio in one hand so I can send it off to the radio peeps. And then I got the camera for the online stuff. And I'm like, man, this guy, like, in front of me, like, look, good for him. He boxed me out strong, but I knocked him in the head like a good 7 times.
Oh my goodness. I mean, it just looks ridiculous. Like, right? But here's the funny thing. Jennifer is right, right? You see how quick I found you and all those people?
Yeah.
Right? like
it's a lot of people. Oh my god. Just like, oh my god. I'm like, what is this? A finals game? Like, what? All right, dude. Everybody's here.
It was crazy. And that was just for the play-in.
That was just for the play-in, yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with the game on Saturday. Crazy. Anyway, take a quick break. That was our Cat Talk. Our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We No trust.
By the way, the Marlins split their series with the Cubbies. They beat them.
Oh, I saw they got a win yesterday. You know what that means? Nothing, because it wasn't at home. It
means nothing.
Damn it. It
means nothing for us. Means
when you know they're gonna do, they're gonna pull a heat on us, be like 30-10 on the road and 2-30 on the at home.
Can't rule it out, dude. Can't rule it out. By the way, the Pinks also, Pinks are kind of rolling when it's not the tournament stuff. They're rolling in the MLS right now. They won 3-1. The GOAT himself, he had two goals and an assist. So Messi, he killed Nashville.
So, but here's the thing. You have to realize that when they play in these, the CONCACAF and all that, that's almost like a step count. Up in class. Yeah.
It's a step right? up in class, so, but it also, like, you know, I wonder from a MLS standpoint, like, you know, they have so much invested because they get the games on Apple and that's all the things. Like, you know, in a way, last year it was so much about the tournaments. Now it's like, all right, well, they're kicking ass in their season. So that's been good.
Right. Yeah. Well, especially for down here.
Yep.
Yep. But it, again, the thing that confuses me about soccer is you can play 5 games in a month and only one counts towards the MLS. I get lost. What is this game? What is it? I'm not familiar with CONCACAF teams. I'm not familiar with MLS teams. Okay, what is this for?
We'll have to bring
like,
we'll bring
they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs and somehow they won a trophy.
We'll bring in Dan Day one day this week. He'll break it all down. He knows what's what, where's where and how to go, but we know one
thing. I want Nigel.
The goat lit it up. So good for the Pinks. Take a break. Back into the heat. 15 minutes of heat is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
15 Minutes of Heat.
Bow, bow. 15 Minutes of Heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How was your birthday?
Hello.
Birthday was good. Like, had a good time.
Doesn't sound very convincing.
Yeah, it didn't seem like,
sound
it was good.
Like it was very good. Like, what is that tone?
What's going on with that?
Was it not that good?
Was it Leroy's fault?
Was it the Taylor Swift album?
Oh, the Taylor.
It brought me down. Mm. Down bad.
She's very tortured. She's a tortured poet.
Is she? Really?
That's what she says. That's what the album's called. Kinda She's a tortured poet.
Seems like she lives a good life.
Well, you know, listen, I don't know what to tell you.
All right.
You said it right there. It seems.
Mm.
I saw that she was making those cinnamon rolls that Bernie Kosar told us about with old Travis.
It was not a lie.
Tortured. I would love it if Travis Kelce just comes in severely overweight this season just because Taylor Swift fattened him up in the offseason. Like, what if he comes back and he looks like Jason?
Whoa.
Like Patrick Mahomes, he's like, good. What happened? He goes, I mean, Taylor, she's too good a baker.
Maybe he'll identify more with Andy Reid and stop yelling at him then.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he'll be more, he'll be a little bit more sensitive to it.
A boy can dream.
A boy can dream. All right, so the Heat, they lose. They get blown out in game one. Had their moments where it felt like they were going to maybe creep in. Boston hit him with a real haymaker to come out of the gate. Miami was able to cut it to 5. Looked like they had their moment in a couple pockets. Sam Hauser then lit them up from 3, really put the game out. Then Miami tries to squeak back in there in the third quarter, And they got to like 11, and they could have cut to single digits. Tyler turns it over. He had a rough game out there. Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little bit from Eric Spoelstra on his thoughts on Boy Wonder's performance. Whoa, that's a lot of ice, Leroy. Here is Spo on Tyler.
Okay,
very obnoxious.
Jesus.
Yeah, like I said, they, you know, they came out intent with the intentions, you know, to, you know, put a lot of pressure on him, you know, whether it's on the ball with pick and rolls or off the ball with the movement. We have to come up, you know, with some ways to shake him free and get him to the strength zones within the context of what we do. That's the playoffs, you know. They're doing stuff to get their best players activated, and we have to do things that, you know, get our best players going. And then also, you know, other guys stepping up and making some plays to keep them honest.
I'm just looking at the guy who says Tobin ordered the code right on that dude with the white headphones. Away, dude.
Witcher!
So, the pool guy, I mean, they came over to drop, you know, they dropped extra tiles off.
Yep.
And I got him. Oh. I said, hey, man. Because, you know, the stuff was dropping in the pools, and it stayed in the bottom of the pool because they do it every day. You can't just jump in there and clean it up. So some of the tar was hot, and I went in there and tried to scrub it out, and I was cleaning it out every day. And he's like, no, you sure this is not, you know, from – I said, I took pictures.
Surveillance on the iguana poop.
I had to put surveillance on them because I knew nobody didn't want to be responsible. I just got my pool resurfaced.
Gotcha.
Nobody going to want to be responsible for all these stains on the bottom of my pool.
Yep.
So, got them.
The Heat, yeah, they had a struggling day from Tyler. Let's hear from Tyler. This is Tyler on what he thought went wrong in game one. Here was Boy Wonder.
Yeah, I mean, you know, credit to Boston. I thought they came out, you know, with a lot of energy. You know, they really, you know, applied pressure from the beginning, you know, on both ends of the court. You know, definitely making things difficult on our end offensively. And I don't think we played with enough, you know, force and effort on the defensive end, especially to start the game. I think there was a couple of 50-50 balls, loose balls that we could have came up with, that they came up with, and that's definitely one of the areas we wanted to focus on in this game tonight.
Home teams this weekend, Leroy, 8-0, according to NBA University on Twitter, with a +87-point differential. Tim Reynolds says, first time since 2013 that the home team started 8-0 for the first eight games of the playoffs. So first time in 10 years.
Look at some of the matchups. I mean, that would be a better and bigger indication of it. You know what I mean? I was probably more shocked that happened in the West than in the East. I wasn't as shocked.
Last night was close. Thunder Pelicans was a close one.
Yeah.
Dame went off yesterday.
If you want
to talk about salt in the wound on yesterday for old Tobes, watching Damian Lillard score 35 in the first half. Doc, you had to be happy with that one.
Jose, what? He got me doing. He had me doing it on the sideline. Dame time. Give it to Dame. Right? I've been waiting for this for a long time. I thought my ass was going to get fired after the season, the way this was working out.
I'm sitting here like, DeLon Wright time.
So there was a point where on the court was like DeLon Wright, Haywood Highsmith, Duncan Robinson, Jaime, and like Jovic or something. And I'm like, this is what I'm watching right now. This is the basketball that I'm currently.
All I need from yesterday is just like Jovic just said it perfectly. He goes, Porzingis tall.
It was right. Boxed in. He had a couple good plays though, man.
Jovic, you know, he did. He did.
Here's what you need to know about Jovic. And I almost felt this way about Jaime. The moment wasn't too big for them.
No.
Right? And if you have young guys who play that way, then all the adjustments or what you have to do to try to win a game, you can include them in it because you know the moment's not too big for them.
Bro, I'll tell you one thing. Speaking of Nikola, did you see them do the did you see Nikola Jokic dressed as Gru?
Oh, no, yes.
I saw it.
He's the new marketing guy for Despicable Me, and he's talking to a therapist. And he goes, they just won't leave me alone. And the guy's like, who, the fans? And he opens up the curtain. It's the Minions.
He had the whole outfit on and everything.
He had the scarf.
Scarf included.
Jokic, he's out here. He's having fun. See, that's fun. You know, yeah. You don't have to force it on me like Jason Tatum.
Right?
We're having fun. Anthony Edwards, I mean, he just terrorized Kevin Durant. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he? Wow. Saw him.
You want to know like why that guy is such a bad? Apparently, Kevin Durant's his favorite player of all time, and I believe he said after the game, I think he said the best to ever do it, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He was so mean to him.
but no, this is sports works differently. You honor your star by beating the brakes off of him, right? Because wow. Here's what he's thinking. Anthony Edwards thinking, if I think KG is the greatest, then I'm going to have to bring my A game. And that he did.
Oof. He's good.
But what's crazy is we look at Ant-Man and we forget they got 2 7-footers inside.
Yep. Sometimes 3 if they have. Well, Naz Reid doesn't really play inside as much. But
no, he plays as a backup to Rudy Gobert.
They got a good team. Still think that Rudy Gobert is going to ruin it somehow.
Do Rudy Gobert things?
By the way, I haven't mentioned this all show. We've been focusing on the game, but Bam Adebayo was named a finalist for the first time in his career for the Defensive Player of the Year award. I don't think he's going to win it. I think it's still going to probably go to Old Eiffel Tower.
Right.
OG Eiffel Tower, because Wembanyama is the other finalist.
Right. What is this going to be, like 4 for him now?
Yeah.
So we're going to have to talk about this guy as like the greatest defender of all time, and I really don't think he's close to that.
But the good news is, and this was pointed out by Cooper Moorhead from Heat.com, it is a good indicator if you are a top 3 guy that you'll finish first team all defense, which will be the first time in his career, which is kind of crazy.
Right.
But so that's really great for Bam, that Bam will likely finish first team all defense. Maybe the voters came to their senses late, but I would imagine that Rudy Gobert is going to probably win it. But still good for Bam to be a finalist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that Ant-Man, whew, went off. 18 in the third quarter.
He jumps and moves around and looks so easy and smooth.
Guys, he looks and plays like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
except thicker.
Yeah, and I think he kind of got into a more evolved game quicker than Michael did. I think Michael relied a lot on his athleticism early, and Anthony Edwards has athleticism, but he has some moves sometimes that I'm like, this guy's good. This guy is
really good.
Really
good.
Wait,
you didn't notice that when he jumped over the backboard to block a shot this year?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He hit his head on the roof. I knew when he killed Gabe Vincent two years ago that I was
charged. That was a charge. That was a charge. That was an offensive.
I haven't seen Gabe Vincent since then.
Well,
he's been playing. Yeah. All 3 games this year.
Lakers are back at it tonight. Yeah, game 2. Mm-hmm. Game 2. Yeah. Tonight you have, I mean, you got Cavs Magic, which of course is on NBA TV, so good luck to you guys.
Cavs Magic should be on NBA TV.
7 o'clock, 7:30, Sixers and Knicks. I think that Tyrese Maxey is questionable. He might have the BGs. Illness is what they're saying.
You can't just
really?
Accuse.
But take
why can't I accuse him of the BGs?
Hey, take an Imodium and let's go. let me ask you a question. Why you announce you have the BGs a day early?
I don't know.
Don't they go away?
He didn't say that. He says illness. It could be something else.
He didn't say that he did, but they said illness, and so I just assume BGs.
Okay.
No. That's good. What are you doing?
Why? What should I assume?
I tell you what. I will go back to home base. I hit my home in Pigeon when I got to go.
Said questionable. Uh-uh. Questionable with an illness. All right, so they lost game 1. Joel Embiid nearly broke his knee by dunking.
Yeah,
his first dunk attempt since coming back.
You know, it's amazing.
Is that true?
Yeah, First dunk.
That was his first dunk attempt. How is that possible?
I mean, you saw what the hell happened. He probably knew. I got one dunk in me, dude.
Jeez. He probably should come back.
What's amazing about this weekend is I was amongst all the Cubans, but managed to have conversations with all of them.
Oh, nice.
Even though I thought your dad was scary, the dude he was playing dominoes with.
Old Swole.
Oh, my goodness. The OG. Man. With the little cutoff arm. He had a cutoff sleeve, just sitting there, swole.
That's our mechanic. Actually,
oh, that's the mechanic. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right. And now it's his garage just in the front lawn somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
You just bring it on over.
He's mobile.
By the way, we have an update on Heat Celtics beef.
What?
So Udonis Haslem has weighed in.
Ooh. On Scalabrine?
On Scalabrine.
Because you know Scalabrine don't want that smoke.
So he apparently commented on Scalabrine's interview with on Le Batard, and I saw this on Heat vs. Haters. They got the screenshot of this. And here's what UD said. He said, "Shut your sucker ass up. He got pushed. Brian, weak ass."
Jesus. I love this man.
He's you have to put the emphasis also on the exclamation points.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Can I hear one more time? What did he call him? A sucker ass?
That's right.
Okay.
Sucker ass Scalabrine.
Oh, why do I think he just came off the off an episode of Shaft? Right? Like he just walked in with a black hat. The music start playing. Brian, shut your sucker ass up.
Nobody's Udonis Haslem just like, what? He's just like, you could wait.
Yeah, he was minding his own business, getting ready for a day's work, and then he's like, who said what?
Celtics beef?
What?
Celtics? Udonis Haslem's like, I'll show you a code red. You might want to have your head on a swivel next broadcast, Scalabrine. Do they come down here? Does the Boston broadcast travel?
No way.
Because if the Boston broadcast travels, let me tell you something, dude. If the Boston broadcast team does travel down here, head on a swivel for old Scalabrine, because Udonis Haslem will be there, and he'll have the old vice president button down, and he'll roll up the sleeves like a Peaky Blinder.
I love how he actually went and commented on both posts. There's two of them.
Oh.
Just so he knows.
The first one is what we just read, and the second one, he goes again and says, shut your ass up.
Udonis Haslem, he's just so we're clear. In case he didn't get this post,
let me do it.
He'll get the next one. So just great. So we're clear.
I can just see him sitting down now.
Cleaned it up a little bit.
He said, I don't think he got it. I'm going to send
it again. Like, just so we're clear how much Udonis Haslem. Remember, Bam Adebayo told the story that he once said F Bill Russell before a game just to rile up his team so much about how much he hates the Celtics. And it's just...
Oh, he said UD was on NBA TV yesterday.
Was he? Mm. Very good.
According to Jerry.
Gooseys. All right, we'll take a quick break. Mix things up coming up next.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hell happened to Tobin?
I don't know. He's somewhere. I really don't even know. There's no one here for him to be like.
He's sitting in the catbird seat.
He is sitting in the catbird seat. Sounds exactly like something he would do.
It does.
We are back on the Tobin and Leroy Show. While we're here, before the show pony returns,
I want to know how long. I want to know how long the Cubans went at it.
After you left.
Because when I left, it didn't look like nobody was slowing down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and when you food. Left, everyone started dancing.
Oh,
really?
It actually just got started. Wait.
No, because remember, they weren't playing emo music.
Mm-mm.
And they said, and they kept telling me this is Cuban emo.
So I was playing emo music for a while, and then they
hit me. And they all hated it. Everybody got mad. So I didn't meet Scooby, though.
You didn't meet Scooby, but
didn't?
Mel and Rebecca did.
Yeah. They came in and they said Scooby liked him.
Well, yeah. They got along very well, actually.
Scooby's got a thing for the ladies.
Yeah.
He does.
Let's mix it on up there, Frog Boy.
Okay.
Oh, look who's back. Now he wants to rush through skits.
Look who decided to show up.
Sorry, somebody took up the host bathroom, so I had to walk all the way to the other side of the building.
Someone's the host, that's what that's called?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I assume that's what it's there for the people.
There should be a sign on there that say, use at your own risk, because somebody going to jiggle that damn handle and terrify the hell out of you. Yeah.
That's a risk, and I do not take it, ever.
I'm not using that one as a home base, but, like, it's supposed to be a drive-by one. Like, let's get it a little bit closer.
Quick, you know, 30 seconds, nothing.
You know, but everybody's, like, hogging it on up. I got to walk all the way to the other end. Jeez. Anyway, what do we got?
I know people that have taken a shower in there.
I've taken a shower in there a couple times.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I'm boots on the ground, I got to freshen up. Interesting.
Tobin's a very clean dude.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. What do we have today, Frog Boy?
We have words from Anthony Edwards.
Words means words.
Indeed.
From Ant-Man.
These words specifically. Is this High Man a commercial? Look at this. I'm smelling the coffee with
Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy, I miss you.
Jimmy Butler, that is a huge headband.
Jimmy Butler.
He almost looks like he's like has one of those nurses who wrap him up around. Okay,
and
I apologize.
You say I have the attention span of a gnat.
No way. Look, you see High Man on TV, you gotta pay attention to that.
You should have had Nico in commercial.
Okay. Anthony Edwards praises Kevin Durant following about 2 hours of yelling at him to his face.
Anthony, when you're out there with Kevin Durant, can you see or hear the playoff experience that he has? Do you sense a level of poise that you hope to get to someday?
Yeah, man, did you see him in the third quarter? Like, I felt like we were supposed to be up 15-18 in the third quarter early. If I'm not mistaken, he made four or five straight buckets, like it was nothing. And I became a fan at one point. Like, I was out there like, God, he nice. Like, it's nothing we can do. It's nothing we can do. Cat was playing great defense. Rudy was playing great defense. And it's just like, he don't see you. Like, I'm looking at his stat sheet. He was 11 for 17. He missed six shots and had 31. He just, I mean, he's the greatest to ever do it, man. He's big, big. My hat tilts to him. He's the best.
Damn. Wow. I praise.
I praise as he embarrassed him.
As he cooked that team.
You know what? I don't know if KD wants to hear that.
No.
Right?
I don't think so.
Like, no. Because, you know, he, like, but Anthony Edwards does it with a smile, and he's joyful and whatever. And KD is considered a grunt.
So you can just find out. You just find out that people are interesting when you don't have to force mic'd ups down my throat.
Okay. Not lying, though. Not lying. Ready for some more in the mixed bag.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Right. It's going to upset you guys a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm preparing you because it is someone who is a notorious flip-flopper, even more than our boy Tobes.
Scalabrini?
Whoa, I'm not a flip-flopper.
Yeah. Scalabrini?
No. We've done enough for Scalabrini.
What are you flip-flopping? You said you wasn't going to dress up like a baby.
I did. And by the way, I did not. Yeah, you want to know why? Because I was right. I'm a grown man.
Let me explain something.
I'm a grown man, not a baby.
Let me explain something.
Jesus.
The only way you back out of a bet is if you have doubt, right? I had doubt when it came to Kyle Lowry. Now, he still got his numbers, but I had doubt. He let me back out of it, so I did, right? No. You said, I think I'm right. But I ain't dressing up like a baby.
Wow.
So, which means you had doubt.
But it doesn't matter because I won. So, it doesn't matter.
No, you had doubts.
I won my bet.
So, why you were going
the
to
the only three babies on this show are you. You three babies.
The fact of the matter is your actions revealed doubt.
No, there were no. There were no.
Why did you say you were no dressing like
because it just it was a stupid thing to make me pay up. I would have paid up. Of course I would have paid up.
You're the one that
brought it up. I ever not paid up on a bet?
But you said you weren't.
When have I ever not paid up on a bet?
We didn't ask you to dress like a baby.
But it was a ridiculous thing you guys are going to hold me to because Jimmy Butler tore his knee again.
Tore his knee.
If you didn't have any doubt, there would have been no need to renege on the bet.
I didn't renege on the bet because I won the bet.
Let's be clear. But if you didn't have doubt, you wouldn't have said, I'm not doing it.
You want to know who keeps bringing up things that don't matter? Who's babies. That? You're acting like a baby right now.
Because
I didn't have to dress up because the team won.
If it didn't matter, then why'd you keep you bringing it
yes,
up in the
then
group
why
chat?
Did you back out of it?
You guys are, I didn't back out of it.
Did you?
I didn't back out of it. Did it come to fruition or not? Did the Heat win or lose?
You
did
said
the
you Heat win or lose? Like a bit.
The only way you could back out
of it.
The
only I'm a grown
yeah,
up. You're
that's
the
right.
baby.
You guys are the babies. That's right.
You brought that
three
up by
immature
yourself.
People that I do this show with.
I didn't even say anything.
You guys go home, you drink your juice boxes, and you watch Bluey.
Oh, I do like
three juice babies.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
Bluey's a good show.
I like
extended
Bluey.
Cut.
What do you have for us, Marcos?
Yes, back to...
I'm not a flip-flopper either.
prior to you guys even getting there, you're already fired up, and this is going to fire you up even more. Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, Jesus.
He says the Miami Heat could shoot 100% and still get swept.
Really is level to this. I mean, the Miami Heat could go 100% from the field and 100% from the three, and they're still going to get swept in this series. They just don't have the personnel to match up with the Boston Celtics. That's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to say mathematically, if they did shoot 100% and 100% from three, that they will indeed win that game. Hmm.
Is he using a little what we call Tobin exaggeration?
He's being a little bit much. Can I tell you something that kind of annoys me about Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah, sure.
And it's really not about Kendrick Perkins, but it's Malika Andrews. Hmm. When she comes in from the studio and she goes, let's go to a guy who knows about winning championships with the Boston Celtics. And I'm like, well, why are we pluralizing one? Hmm. I'm just curious. Like, do we lose track of counting? He's not a multiple-time champion. It's one, like, when they, here's another thing that's a little ridiculous. When they put up Boston Celtics, oh, all right, Mike Breen here as they go for their 18th title, the most in NBA history, and would match the Lakers. When we're talking about Minneapolis Lakers, right, winning titles and the Celtics winning the all intangibles flags.
Oh, when they won like nine in a row?
Do we really need to count those anymore? Like, are those things that it's like, oh, yeah, like, all right, come on.
There's a phrase for that, Tobin.
Hmm?
You know the phrase a lot of people use?
What's that?
Modern day basketball record.
Telling you, dude.
Right?
Well, let's go to Perk, who knows something about winning championships. No. If you want to have, hey, Malika, do me a favor. You know what you guys should do? Hire Udonis Haslam, who's won championships in his career. Kendrick Perkins got
one. You think anybody would dispute, like, could you imagine the argument on the set with UD?
That let me tell you something about ESPN. They don't have the guts to hire UD.
Why not?
Because they don't have the guts. Because they want to keep it their little Celtics utopia. You know, they want to keep it with all their little Celtics friends. And let's talk about the Celtics and try and make Jason Tatum interesting. Ridiculous, dude.
You know, it's not his fault he's not interesting. He's just who he is. Nothing wrong with that. Why do we think every athlete...
I don't know! That's what I'm saying, though. Like, why do they have to make him more than he is?
More personable than
he's
he is.
He's good at basketball. That's
right.
Great.
That's it.
That's great.
That's it. That's fine.
But, oh, the mythology, and, oh, he loves Kobe, and, oh... He's just enough of them already. It's enough. And J.J. Redick, too. It's enough of him already, too.
Anybody you like on that set?
Anytime he brings up J.J. Redick.
The game hadn't even started yet. They're doing, like, their pregame stuff right before the game starts. And all I see is enough with J.J. Redick already. Like, wait, he hasn't said anything yet.
Just that hair, dude. Just like looking at you.
And he goes, we get it, Doris. You like Boston.
Dude, Doris Burke, enough of her already. What happened to her?
Who do you like doing the games, out of curiosity?
Kevin Harlan.
Harlan.
I'll tolerate Reggie Miller with Kevin Harlan.
But that's the team.
I like.
You can't mix it. That's the team.
I like Mark Jones with anybody, but not J.J. Redick.
Yeah, I used to like Van Gundy, Breen, and
I like Van. Yeah, I didn't mind Van. I mean, like they were the two. Like Leroy would say, they're the old Muppets. Those two, him and Mark Jackson, a couple of curmudgeons.
You just go there, argue about it.
They just, I liked it though. Like, but like, oh my God.
You guys, well, no one watched it, of course, because, I mean, why would you? The Magic and the Cavs, the first couple minutes of the game actually had no broadcasters because of an ESPN technical difficulty.
Did they really?
And it was actually the best thing I've ever seen. They should actually
watch
have
just watched hoops.
You heard the crowd noise, you heard the crowd arena, but no.
They've done that before. They've done games without announcers to see how it.
I think Wednesday's game, you also get Eric and John if you want.
So. Oh, they're good.
I think. I'm not positive.
Hmm. But, yeah, like, I mean, the game, they hadn't even done the tip-off yet. And all of a sudden, bzz, bzz, enough of this J.J. Redick. I'm like, what happened? The game hasn't even started.
Sick of him, dude.
And he's already hosting.
What do you think of that one, Doris?
And then Doris Burke said, Boston Celtics. And enough of Doris. Come on. Can she love Boston anymore? She
loves Boston. She's like, that's a no call for me, JJ. Oh, really?
My God.
Really? It was a no call. Why, Doris? So because it was the Celtics?
Like, talk about going into the game with a predisposition, right? Like, you looking for reasons to be mad.
I'm not looking for reasons to be mad.
Yes, you are. The game hadn't even started yet. You hold two people down.
Nothing.
They couldn't even do their pregame.
He just wants us to agree with him.
I'm not looking. You guys think how you want to think. I mean, you guys have groupthink because you're three babies. But, like, you know, I'm just sitting here. It's just enough of J.J. Redick already.
And then you hold up. What about Doris Burke? She got hit by shrapnel.
It's just like
all she said was Boston was really good.
She's oh.
Enough of this Doris Burke.
Doris Burke.
I'm like, wow. Now you have the Doris Burke.
Jason Tatum is looking to exercise the demons. I'm like, he is. Well, Jimmy Butler's not here to exercise, so I would hope so.
Is that the way you watch a game?
No, just like, come on. Oh, he has to exercise the demons. Like, well, let me tell you something. If he certainly can't do it now, what is he?
You can't sit down in front of the TV with all that hate in your heart, dude.
Oh, like, yes, I can, dude.
He's like, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Like, holy smoke. Like, the score was 0-0, and you swear it was 30-0 the way Tobin was hitting us up. Like, wow.
I don't remember saying anything that bad.
Dude, you said enough of two people before the game started.
Give us one more, Marcos, in the mixed bag today.
All right, let's go ahead and switch on over to a little bit of football, if that's okay.
Football.
Indeed. Are you guys familiar with the podcast $1 Million Worth of Game?
I've seen clips before. I've never listened to a whole episode.
Well, recently one of the guests was our very own Tyreek Hill.
Man's making the rounds lately.
He is indeed making the rounds. He had a nice little nugget there on Mike McDaniel's leadership and how he was called out following their loss to the Chiefs. This is what the Cheetah had to say.
From the meeting room with the coaches calling you out in front of other guys, because a lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
you
bro.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the player against Snead, the Chiefs. Everybody see this player against the Chiefs? One coming to the floor. He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. We pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that, because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm going to get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me? If a cannot hold me accountable, I feel like I'm not going to be able to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, the coaches can bypass that, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, he'll get better from it. But if he's not saying nothing, like, the other guys in the locker room, they're going to look at it as, oh, if Reek can do it, I can do it. And that's not getting the team better. I need everybody to get better, bro. You know what I'm saying? Baby brother Waddle, I got him up under my wing trying to teach him. I'm like, bro.
He adult.
I want everybody to get paid, bro.
Wow.
Hey.
Love that.
I like it. That's Goosey's right there.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that.
Goosey's.
But it's how, like, you know, and this is what I think, here's where the respect comes from with Mike McDaniel. Like, he ain't trying to, like, a lot of coaches will say things to protect themselves, right? Like, oh, we got to get better at this. We got to better. And if I can't find, I'm going to find somebody who, you know how coaches go out there. Mm-hmm. Mike McDaniel won't say that in public, but behind closed doors, he getting after it. And so you can respect that. That was one of the things that one of the things that people liked about Bill Belichick. You have never heard Bill Belichick call out a player in front of the media, right?
No.
Never did it. Ever.
Never heard him sound like he did the other day, too, where he was all chipper.
Oh, so my goodness. Yeah. But counterpoint, he only praised LT in front of the media also. He wouldn't even praise Tom Brady. Dude won 6 championships. He goes, well, we're good at that position. You know, we feel like he never did it.
I can see Mike McDaniel's a fiery guy, you know? This guy.
Yeah, he wears his emotions, and that's fine as long as everybody knows where you're coming from. You know what I mean?
What?
You think he wears his emotions?
Yeah.
He's just fired up?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is the same guy that self-proclaimed,
I'm a big snack time guy.
Now you think he wears his aggression?
Well, if you don't have your snack, imagine that you're angry.
All right.
You know, if Mike McDaniel doesn't have like a go-gurt, he's gonna be lighting Tyreek Hill up.
As small as he is, he's not eating a whole bunch of food.
That's not Mike McDaniel's way.
Just look at me and Toast. Like, we going to be walking around Vegas, and we going to always be chewing.
We see
right? Like, you're going to be snacking on something.
Mike McDaniels looks like he carries trail mix in a Ziploc in his pocket.
Yep. Hey.
Attaboy.
You know where we staying, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what that means? Mm-hmm. That $700 pizza joint at 2 in the morning. It's the most expensive pizza I ever had in my life,
yeah.
But it's the only place open.
Not very good either.
Tell you what, expensive pizza?
Don't lose.
Take a break. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.